Good morning. It's November 2nd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And today's title is No Pressure. The music you are listening to was Jesus Loves Me, instrumental by Carrie Underwood. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. John 6:44. And when he, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. John 16:8, ESV. Have you ever had a frustrating experience trying to convince someone of something that you know to be correct, but they either just can't see it or plain refuse to see it? It can happen in all walks of life. It can happen when arguing an approach to a surgical problem with another physician. It can happen when arguing a structural engineering approach with an architect. It can happen when arguing the best approach to a legal position with a client. It can happen arguing the best financial approach to housing with your spouse. It can happen when coaching peewee football and arguing for a certain approach with a parent whose sole concern is their child when your concern is all the children. When I was a newbie Christian during college, I thought it could happen when trying to convince someone of the truth of Christianity and the life-saving transformation of accepting Christ. This perception was reinforced by a well-meaning fellowship group that measured the success of evangelism with the number of, quote, saves, unquote. As a young adult in years to come, I was bombarded by televangelists in the 80s and 90s who espoused the same scorekeeping method of evaluating effective evangelism. During my time in seminary, I was exposed not only to grace and its true meaning, but to the realization that it isn't and never will be my responsibility to bring people to faith. Phew! Thank God. It turns out that God takes responsibility for that himself. He only gave us two tasks, remember? Here's that 8-track tape stuck on replay again. Love God, love each other. That's it. That's the whole ball of wax, the whole enchilada. You just love your brother, and by that I mean anyone you run into, and the big guy will handle the rest. The Holy Spirit is a real, live person and one-third of the Trinity, and he's living in you as a believer. That means he will give you the words to speak when you don't know them, and he will use the love and compassion that you show others to draw them to the Father as he wills. Luke 12:12, John 14:26, and 16:13, ESV. So the pressure is off. You won't be responsible for any quota of reborn Christians when the role is called up yonder. The only thing you'll be held accountable for is your love, or lack of it. Did you feed the hungry? Did you give water to the thirsty? Did you clothe the naked and house the homeless? Did you have compassion on the sinner, like yourself, for instance? Did you forgive those that harmed you? Just love. Leave the recruiting to the front office. All scripture is breathed by God and useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to say at the moment when you need them. Luke 12:12, the voice. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you that you are the one who has sent his Son to offer us a way back to you, and that you promise to draw those whom you will to yourself. We have only to love, and through our love show people the love and freedom and peace that comes through faith in Christ as our Savior. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.